Okay, hashtag Casey Breakfast, Chris Brown with that Questions song. And of course, that's our Mark Meleka song, Lazard Jacobs. I do trust that you enjoy that one, people. Now, that's every morning, every single weekday morning, right here on hashtag Casey Breakfast. We try and mark someone lekker. And that could be you. So send us yours, 082-414-1077. That's the only way. The only way you'll get a song played out if you send us your Mark Meleka song. However, if you don't believe me, here's details.
Send your Mark Meleka song now to 082-414-1077.
Okay, so that's the confirmation. There you have it. Send it through to me, and we'll make sure that it gets played out. But one thing I have to mention in advance is that we do get quite a lot of requests. It could be that yours are being played the day after, or even the day after the day. You know what I'm trying to say. So bear with us. There's quite a lot. Send them through. We're treating it in a way of putting it on a list, and once we get to the morning, we get the system to generate one of those requests. Now, as mentioned a bit earlier, I've checked the latest information. Now, South Africa's petrol price fell by 52 cents per litre. That's from the 5th of August. But diesel, on the other hand, increased sharply. Now, according to government, they're saying the petrol reduction was helped by lower average Brent crude prices. That was during the pricing period. And the reason for diesel was why it was pushed higher by international supply shortages that linked the Russia-Ukraine conflict and reduced refinery capacity. That's all in the Middle East. But I've got an economist on the line, Tracy Lee Solomons, who's no stranger to the airwaves of 107.7 FM. Morning, Tracy, how are you?
Morning, Grant. I'm doing well, and you?
Lekker. Nice to hear your voice and talk to you again. It's either I'm busy somewhere else, or but I've been missing you for the past few months. Actually, I didn't want to say months because it sounds so long. Anyway, but otherwise, are you well?
I'm well. Just very busy with all of the Middle East developments.
Aye, it's good to be busy. But listen here, let's get straight into it. We saw petrol prices come down in August, earlier this month. But we're now hearing that the war and tensions in the Middle East could push oil prices higher again. How quickly does a conflict like this actually affect what we pay at the petrol station?
Well, it happens quite quickly. Well, for us, it's not necessarily every day, but it is a monthly movement.
Mm.
So the conflict that we're seeing now is likely to increase the petrol price next month.
Okay.
So that mechanism between the Brent crude oil price and our product prices happens fairly quickly.
And but you know what, now people will sit and think, listen, yeah, this war is happening thousands of kilometers away from us, and but it's affecting the price of petrol, diesel, food, transport in our country. Can you maybe just explain to our listeners that connection in as simple as possible, or in layman's terms, if I can ask you that way?
Well, we don't produce any oil, which means that we have to import it or purchase it from elsewhere.
Okay.
And because of that, we have to pay whatever price they charge.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the war in the Middle East has pushed up oil prices and petroleum product prices everywhere. And now we have to pay more for it there, which means that the importers or the companies, your Astron, Shell, they need to now sell it to us.
Mm.
Okay. At a higher price because of their import prices.
Okay. Now, that's actually a pity. Maybe we should just try and get something here, and I know there's nothing of that source of the resources. Do you know of resources that we have? Do we have resources in our country?
We do. I mean, one of the things we do is we do a coal to petroleum product refining process, because we do have a lot of coal, but it is quite expensive. So the thing with importing oil and importing petroleum products is that most of the time it's a lot cheaper to do than trying to do the investment and trying to do that coal to petroleum product refining.
But
in times like this, we are vulnerable.
But I'm sure the clever people thought of everything and worked through it already, because obviously it's not a good position to be in if you are dependent on other people. Anyway.
No, that's true.
So Tracy Lee Solomon's with us, people, economist, and we're just chatting about the possibility and what's happening in terms of petrol and diesel prices. Before I let you go, Tracy, if we look ahead to September and the next few months, should South Africans be preparing for higher fuel and living costs, or is there still a possibility that prices could come down, could come back down again?
So I don't like being the bearer of bad news, but at the moment, the Central Energy Fund is indicating that we could see about a 2.90 rand increase in the diesel price. This is at the moment, if the war continues as it is now. But we've seen that things can change very quickly. In June, the Brent crude oil price fell by more than 10%. And then the petrol price and the diesel price came down. So the situation is very much in flux. But at the moment, in September, it does seem as though we're set for an increase. It could be a lot lower than what we're seeing at the moment.
Okay.
But an increase is more likely than a decrease. After September, it'll be a new situation in terms of what we can expect. Unfortunately, we have to take these things month by month just because of how volatile the situation is in the Middle East.
Okay. Tracy Lee Solomons, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. Good luck with the rest of the day. And hopefully when we do chat again, it's some good news. No?
I hope so. Thank you,
Grant. You go well. Thank you. That's Tracy Lee Solomon's economist, people. And there you have it. Some chat about petrol and diesel prices. Here's Loudy Beach now. Touch Me Softly on hashtag KC Breakfast. Welcome to Tuesday.